The conference will now begin.
Okay, hi. Let's try to make some hachanas for Rosh Hashanah, together with the parasha, together with the Tzav. Obviously, every word in the parasha is Rosh Hashanah. Because I'll say already that Atim Tzav Hayom, that Hayom is Yom and the Din Arabis. It's Rosh Hashanah. Hayom, the day, is Rosh Hashanah. The Torah that you're looking at has not been published. They're just some pages from, I suppose, what will be an upcoming sefer of one of the most remarkable mashpim of our generation that many of you might not have heard of. His name is Reb Ruvain Sasson. He was putting out the Svarim Tal Lechaim together with the Chalban, and he's been putting out his own Svarim, Bo'or Panecha. Besides that, well, he's done other Svarim on Ayis HaTshuva and on Bereishis and Shmais. He's a prolific and brilliant person, and we're going to be hearing a lot more from him. So let's learn. I'm very ambitious about learning this entire Maimer. He printed one for each of the days of Elul. And this is on Chav Ches. So let's try to learn it together. I don't think we'll be able to finish, even though I printed it on all of the pages, four pages, but let's try. Parashas Nitzavim Somoch V'Nira L'Yom HaGadol HaKadosh Yom HaMlachas Hashem Alein. Parashas Nitzavim is right next to Rosh Hashanah this year. It's Mamish Erev Rosh Hashanah. Everybody is standing together, the greatest leaders and the simplest little Jews, to enter into the bris of Hashem. This parsha is a hachana for Rosh Hashanah. Hachana l'yom ha'adir, ha'godol ha'kodesh, for this great and holy day. Shabo anu makavim al asmeno as malchus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole inyan of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalas Malchus Hashem. Kabbalas Malchus Hashem. U'ma'irim mechadosh is ha'shefa b'mraimim. And with the reacceptance of Malchus Hashem, we're ma'orer a tremendous shefa, a new shefa to come down for Tav Shin Pei from Shemayim. Mishana kedoshim uvareches b'chol minei brachos v'ashpalos. A year it's going to be kodesh and it's going to be blessed with all types of brachos and ashpalos. Parsha Zu, he parshas a tshuva. It's the parsha of tshuva. It's the parsha of a mitzvah azayis, which the Ramban and others learn is talking about tshuva, and v'shata ad Hashem l'kecha. It's the parsha of tshuva. Parsha shel hisayrus gedolah ma'ayit. A parsha of tremendous hisayrus. Shemesh v'nebolo ayrus, Am Yisrael, the Meshavim is trying to be ma'ayrus us, to awaken us. Parshas Nitzavim Bo La'ira Es Hanor Al Inyan HaTshuva. Parshas Nitzavim is trying to push us, to wake us up like the Shofar, to do Tshuva. Al Inyan Ahavas Hashem, and then you never have Hashem, and the Vekas Beis Baruch, and to be Dovuk to Hashem. Hiposachas B'milim Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem L'Fnei Hashem L'Kechem. You know the first words of the Parsha are the essence of the Parsha. And the parasha begins with Atem Nitzav Mayam Kuchem, all of you are standing. Nitzav doesn't just mean to stand like La'amod, it means to be standing in a very strong and stable and consistent way. Yitzivus. Nitzav means to be standing solid. Atem Nitzav Mayam Kuchem, Hashem Elokeichem. Tzarech lahakshef heitev lamilim kadoshes ha'el. We have to listen very carefully to these words. Shebehen ramuz v'gonuz sherish kol inyan ha'tshuva, because these words contain within them the whole inyan of tshuva. The tikkun ha'nefesh and the tikkun of our souls. V'esoyris l'ahavas Hashem. V'esoyris t'ahavas Hashem. V'yiroso fear of Hashem l'dveikas b'ez b'ach and dveikas b'Hashem. Shehine tzor kol ish yisrael l'dahas v'lo ha'shev l'vavo. Because the beginning of tshuva. The beginning of tshuva, the beginning of malchias, is for a person to know, but not just to know in his head, but lahoshiv elavavo, to draw deeply into his heart. Shehu nitzav va'omed mamish bedveikus v'bekirv gadol Hashem Yisroel. That he is standing mamish in a state of dveikus and closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he doesn't feel that. He asks the guy, he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't feel anything at all. I even have sometimes doubts and questions about Bechlal, whether he's here or connected to me. Like we say in the morning after Kriya Shema, it's emes v'yatziv. It's true, and it's sturdy, strong. V'nochem v'kayim adorah. Sha'af al pisha kash baruch hu helam atzmai. But even though Hashem's baruch has hidden himself, the history of Yisrael Musa Yirai. And has concealed his great exalted light, the Toikiyat Kedusha also, and the great holiness. Hashem has hidden that. Hine b'pnimiyus ha'ilamus, in the pnimiyus of worlds, Oyre ha'gol ha'meyer, o mafik ma'od ma'od. His great light is shining powerfully and brightly. V'anu kolonu mizeri Yisrael hinenu, and all of us are mizeri Yisrael, we're all Jews. V'anu bonim la'Hashem is baruch mamish, and we're mamish Hashem's children. V'bali neshomas kedoshes v'taharis. And each one of us has a neshama that's kadosh v'tahar. My seer is kezoyer ha'rakia, that's shining with a brilliant light like of the sky. U'muchadeis b'pnimiyus ha'ilamis, and each one of our souls is bound together with the pnimiyus of all worlds. It's the light of Hashem. Next page, Lamed Hei. U'memele, nochon ha'dover sh'an neshama shalonu nimtzos b'kir gadol ma'od ma'od al Hashem Yisroel. Therefore, it makes a lot of sense, and it's very clear that our neshamas are, whether we feel it or not, our neshamas are in a state of tremendous closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're standing close to Hashem. And our neshamas are deeply in love with Hashem. And they're filled with great longing and want to be attached to Him every moment. And our neshamas are bound to Hashem like the flame to the coal, to the charcoal. The young kais as chiyusan mimisirusan vishtabdusan elav yizbarach. And the whole chiyus of the neshama comes from his being bound and meshubat Hashem. Kamayim rav mashaluch lo yuchul l'chabes yasahav. And the love is so great, nothing in the world can extinguish this love. The love of the neshama of a Jew, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our neshamas are completely, completely, deeply in love with Hashem. Aleinu ladas. We have to know. Moshe Rabbeinu is revealing to us the deepest truth. It's very hidden. Emes shomnam kosher lahosig v'litpais is a truth. It's hard for us to grasp. Achi emes lamita, but it's the emes is the truth of all truths. The adira v'alyonim ha'arin is very powerful and exalted. Emes zuhi ha'posig ha'rishon shel ha'parasha. That the truth is, the absolute truth is, the first posig in the parasha. Not the first posig is not talking just about something that happened thousands of years ago with our ancestors standing someplace in the, over there by the borders, or over there by the place of preparing to enter. But that's right now, this second, that emes zuhi apasik harishon shel haparasha atem nitzav mayom kulchem lefnei Hashem lokechem. Every single Jew is standing before Hashem. On the oimdim v'nitzavim v'kroivim elav yizbarach. But each and every one of us is mamash standing strong, standing right next to Hashem, in Hashem's presence. Anu amay v'tzamarisa, we're His people and His flock. Hu oyevesanu ma'od ma'od, He loves us ma'od ma'od. V'sameach b'kirvaseinu, and Hashem's simcha is our being close to Him. V'anu ohavim oiso, and we love Him. This is the fact that is stated in the words, Atem nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem lokechem. Only Atem. The same Atem that the Gemara says in Yivam is Atem kruyim odem Atem. Odem Atem, the Navi says. The Gemara says, Atem kruyim odem, that only we have this relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, of nitzavim hayom kulchem lefnei Hashem lokechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chayenu V'Aruch Yemein, Hashem is our life and the length of our days. Ein lanu tam v'chaim li hadveikus by Yisbaruch. We have no taste for life. We have no reason to live without being attached to Hashem. Anu chafetzim b'kol leiv. And we desire with all of our heart. That's the truth of all truths, that we want to do the Ratzon Hashem. We want to give ourselves, to surrender ourselves completely to Him. And to connect everything in our lives. Exclusively to Kedusha and Tahara. Ahava v'hayir v'asimcha harbe, with great love and fear and joy. So onu nitzavim mul Hashem isbarach. That is not history. That is our condition, our life. That's how a Jew exists. That's where a Jew is every moment, regardless of how he's trying to run away or to ignore this truth. Anu nitzavim mul Hashem Yisbarach. Anu nitzavim mul Hashem Yisbarach. Shechina so shere b'kirbeinu. Hashem's Shechina dwells within us. The kirv gadol ma'od ma'od, the tremendous closeness. V'ne b'shor she'is Yisrael yashkiya machshavtoi, chazak v'kesher amit emidi yizu. When a Jew meditates upon this deeply, thinks deeply, the kesher amis, with a powerful kesher bond, with this thought, when he thinks deeply upon this, lahoshev elavavo, and draws this thought deep into his heart, ladas hetev hetev mimamake libay, till he knows this and he thinks of this in the depths of his heart. Shechinas uzo mitzuyi b'chol mokum. That Hashem's Shechina is everywhere. Va'oyra ha'gadol chayder al toich levaveinu v'chil yesenu. But that great light of the Shechina penetrates, when it comes to a Jew, penetrates deep into the deepest part of one's heart, and v'chil yesenu, one's kishkes, one's kidneys. V'kodo shor b'soch kirbeinu. And there's that kedusha of the Shechina within each and every one of us. And the inside of a Jew is filled, is completely filled with Or Kedushas Hashem. When a person contemplates this deeply, it will bring to his ayuris. And his heart will run with a feeling of love to Hashem. And all that he wants. Well, you elu lo shuv l'Hashem is baruch b'tshuva shlem mamish is to do tshuva to turn to Hashem completely. But there shouldn't even be anything in my life that I do, or any midah of my personality, or anything at all, that should be chas v'chalila, the opposite of Hashem's will. Because any aveira, or any poor midah, shkeni yateres chitz beino u'ben kono, creates a chatzitza, a chitz, a barrier between oneself and Hashem. Beino uben chayev. In a ruchnistic way, it's as if a person is getting antibiotics intravenous through the tube in order to survive, and some rasha goes and he puts his finger on the tube and he squeezes it and he holds it shut so that all the medicine and nutrients that he's supposed to be getting, that this chayel is supposed to be getting, are not flowing. And a person would think deeply about this reality of Atam Nitzav Mahayom Kulchem, then he would see every Aveira as something that's not only holding back some mysterious light of Hashem, but it's choking me. It's stopping the life force from entering into me. It's unplugging the respirator. Onu roidefem acha Hashem esbach kamisha roidef acha chayim. We are chasing after Hashem like a person who's running after trying to live, after his life. Kamisha chalila kishain avir l'neshima. The same way that chas v'shalom a person who can't breathe. As I heard them nidchaf mitoicha mamish v'chal oiz l'vakesh avir, then he struggles. The person is doing anything he can. If he's underwater or something, he's suffocating, he'll do anything that he's able to do just to take a breath of air, to breathe a breath of air. Kach onu b'soich l'raveinu mamish roid from v'akshim s'ashem shuvah. The same way, each one of us, in a way that we don't feel, each one of our neshamas is struggling to get a breath of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just a breath to be able to breathe that reality of Atam Nitzav Mahayom Kulchem. Smeyim lo, we're thirsting for him. Umizgagim lo eira halor v'kodesh, we have the deepest longing for his great and holy light. Hamosik v'habor, that is sweet and that's clear. V'chaya lev, that gives life to the heart, and semeach ha'manin kloos, and it causes joy, brings rejoicing to every part of the person, to the kidneys, which means to the inside of a person. Kach? So to come to Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is screaming at each and every one of us. He's saying, listen, all of you, no matter what your level is, from a lumberjack, all the way to the highest madrega of Reshechem Shifteichem, the biggest, greatest tzaddikim, from the lowest and simplest Jew, from the words to all the way up to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to know one thing. That each and every one of you possesses a neshama that is standing right now in Hashem's presence. And when a Jew knows this, he's mamish standing with Hashem's presence every moment of his life. It brings more and more of his oirus of ahava and dveikus. With some chabay and great joy, l'tshuva shleima, and will cause him to feel embarrassed and ashamed and insane for doing a virus. Because he wants to remove any possible chatzitza, anything that's in the way. So that so that anything that's blocking, anything that in any way is obstructing that complete yichud between my neshama and Kadosh Baruch Hu must be removed. And that can only happen through tshuva. Hamafrid as yichud agomish nishma yisena ba yizbaruch mamish. So parasha zu. Hi ha'achon ha'soifis v'kras yoyim Rosh Hashanah. So this parasha is the last preparation before Rosh Hashanah. Yoyim Shabbat Kadosh Baruch Hu Oymed B'Pchinis Melech Alei Lamai. When Rosh Hashanah comes, Hashem reveals His Malchus over the world. And we're begging Hashem that He should be Melech, He should be King over us, but in the way of Ahava, and Rachim, and Chassadim, and Gulim, and so on. Not just over the Jewish people, but each and every Jew. Next page. Srichim Anu. Levara, to clarify, the Lishol Atzmeinu, to ask ourselves. Kesad Anu Mamlichim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu. Okay, so this is it. It's Hamelech. It's the coronation, the carnatia of the king. Hamelech. So each one of us needs to understand, to know. How do we do this? How do you and I coronate Kivyochel? How are we Mamluch Hashem upon us? How do we do this? Shalayim Rosh Hashanah Hu Yom Hamlachas Hashem. Because if Rosh Hashanah is, as we believe, the day of Hamlachas Hashem, Harishet Tzvichim Onu L'Hachinas Nafshaseinu, so we have to prepare our souls. La'avodah Sayom, for the avodah of the day. Which is what? La'Hamlachas Kadosh Baruch Hu Nebucholeif. When Yadu Shahamlachas Hashem, He said Hamalchus. So Hamlochas Hashem is the soid of Malchus. This is the secret of that midah of Malchus, of the final sphere in the midah of Malchus. Vehikar avaydus Rosh Hashanah u'tikun ha-Malchus. And when one learns this form, one sees that the ikar avaydah of Rosh Hashanah is tikun ha-Malchus, is establishing or reestablishing the Malchus of Hashem. It's at our bechira. The soul called Ish Yisrael lirtzayis ma'od l'sakin es hamalchus, and each and every one of us has to want very badly to participate in fixing, in repairing, and reestablishing the malchus. V'ini yadua, and it is known shebetzelam l'kim osa sa'odam. That man was created in Hashem's image. V'hodom Yisrael boni b'dud m'sayil m'sal yoinim v'asfir sal yoinais. And a Jew, every human being is in Hashem's image. But a Jew, the Odom Yisrael is born, he is built in such a way that it's b'dud m'sayil m'sal yoinim v'asfir sal yoinais, the highest, ayil m'sal highest spheres. Whatever that means. That's the Metzius of a Jew. It's Selim Elokim. It's that madrega of tselem that a non-Jew has can't compare to the shlemus of the tselem of a Jew who's b'tselem elokim. Memela Borisha Bishosha Ha'odam Misakim is Nasha Hekev Hekev. Therefore, it's clear that when a person is Misakim is Nasha Hekev Hekev, that when a person works on himself, the question is, how am I able to participate in Tikkun HaMalchus, the terraces? It's not enough to say Hamelach and to daven, but a person has to be misakin as nafsho hetev hetev pulazu enenem mistakemes rak betikun atzmu. That when a person, each one of us has to know, atim yisavim yom kuchel v'neshem lokechem, that even the smallest person, that his job in life is to do whatever he's able to with the kelim that he has, to perfect himself, to do the best he can, to be misakin himself. And when he does that, it's not just tikkun atzmai, elo oilu lamala lamala. It ascends higher and higher, goes to tikkun b'alyonim, and brings about a tikkun in the higher worlds. Bo'is amida shahodam tikkun nafshu lamata. To the degree that a person worked on being misakin his nefesh during his lifetime, so too, it brings about a tikkun in the higher worlds. Dahinu, kishadam yisrael misakin ledugmas midas achesed shabo. That when a person here in this world is working on his midas achesed, it's an adivus v'harotzen lashpia, his generosity and his desire to be mashpia, to give of his money, to give of his time, and so on. He works on the midah of chesed. Mimelo misakin la'elos midas achesed helgan. By doing that, the person is repairing his chelik and what Hashem created him to repair in that midas achesed ha'elyana in the higher world. Mukhsha'odim misakin b'kibos midas ha'gvur. When a person is working hard on his midas ha'gvur, which means many things about the most basic level of means, behind the Shumas Gabal Yisrael, it means to begin with having the gvur, the strength, and the courage to be misgaber his own yitzhara. Umachazek es yechaylas ha'ipuk v'harisun shel tavaysav, and he strengthens his ability to hold back and to control his taivas, his desires. That when he does that, and that's bringing a tikkun to the midas agvur. I mean, the whole time of dvar, the whole sefer Torah dvar for the Ramak, then this nakuda. The person just sees himself as struggling with some base things in his life, some bad midah, to try to become more of a Baal Chesed, to try to become more of a Baal Gvur. And he sees this as just a very, very difficult and lonely and sort of pointless thing, that maybe the point of it all is that at some point later on after he dies, he'll get some reward. But the truth is not like that at all. The truth is, that each one of us is standing mamish with Hashem Lekechem, and Hashem Baruch created each one of us with a certain kaiches to be misakin things within ourselves, and by doing that, he's misakin le'elos midas hachesed hagvur tferes and so on. B'chein al zeh aderech. B'meila, novin shetzrichim onu levara elo midas v'nyana v'nefesh v'gadus Hashem sholom v'shurashim b'sad ha'malchus. So if our tachlis is Rosh Hashanah, is l'sakein oylem b'malchus shin dalad yud, is to be misakein malchus, so we first need to understand how our midas, everything in our lives, and our avodas Hashem, is mushrash, is rooted in the side of the malchus of Hashem, in the Elam HaSel Yainim, in all worlds. Therefore, the more I am working on this particular midah, and the second midah, and the third midah, more and more, hadavar yale le'ela le'ela, this work ascends higher and higher. V'yifal b'mroimim ha'alyonim, and is able to have a tremendous effect, to be mashpia, the midas malchus is bar, on the midah of Hashem's malchus, on Hashem's midas of malchus. This is a tremendous yisod. A person has to know that on his own, he's not able to be mashpia at all on the Elam Yisrael Yainim. These worlds are higher, much higher than any one of us. When his government, and they're very exalted and very hidden. We don't understand their greatness and their holiness. So how could people like us down here in this world, all of our silly things, how could we be mashpia on these great and hidden worlds? He ayidei she yisakin es nafshei v'atzmei mamis. It's by the person improving himself. By the person being misakin himself. Es kachoysov midoysov, all of his kachos and all of his midas. V'bekach yovi l'sroi musul esalus, yam leila. And then when he does that, when he's acting upon his own midas amalchus through his mitzvahs, his midas, and so on, then that brings about kach yovel l'shroimus l'tzalus gam le'ela. That brings about his iris above, l'mat le'ela. U'meli yisvasu brochim v'tikim gam ba'ilim salyan. That brings a tremendous brochim, tremendous tikim to all worlds, all of these worlds. That's because a Jewish soul is tied together with all of the highest spheres, all of the elements above. Therefore, the more we strengthen our neshamas and reveal our neshamas, and the stronger the tikkunim that we're misakin in our own personal lives, with our own personal midas and so on, harishakol mashakosher ela mizbarach afu. So everything that's connected to, the soul is mizbarach afu. You and I cannot have any direct contact. I mean, we're right next to Hashem every second. That's how we began. But we can't sense what those worlds are. And we cannot, a human being in a physical body is not capable of making any such contact. However, on the other hand, we have a very deep connection with our own nefashis, with our own souls. We can refine, repair, and purify our own neshamas. When we learn that our neshamas themselves are very, very deeply bound to all the higher elements. Nimsa Shabem Susan, Shabem Souls Tikkun Afshain, it comes out that by my working hard to be Mesakin myself, this Mida within myself, Anu Mamish Mesakin Mesalim Mesalyan. We are Mamish bringing about a Tikkun for the higher worlds. That's how Hashem's Baruch set up the system. I'm not saying anything new here, but I felt it so important to review this and to really, really before Rosh Hashanah. In Maitzah Hadar Ben Avin, from what we've learned, we understand. She'iyev shel Soach al tikun ha-nefesh. Many people would like to bring in Mashiach and to fix the world, and you have, especially by our brothers and sisters, by conservative and reform, all they ever talk about is tikun, tikun ha-olam. They don't know a word of Hebrew, not all of them, but most of them don't know any Hebrew. They don't own a Shulchan Aruch. They never looked in a Mishnah Berurah. The only thing they ever heard of is Tikkun HaOlam. Tikkun HaOlam means that if you vote for Bernie Sanders, then that's going to bring a Tikkun to the world. If you vote for Elizabeth Warren or whatever, that's going to make a Tikkun for the world. Or for Benjamin Gantz, again, that's going to make a Tikkun for the world. Because we have to be Isaacim Tikkun HaOlam. The one thing that they don't talk about is how to do that. So what they're suggesting is that if you follow the same mahalach of progressive liberals and Democrats, and you stop traffic for a week in Manhattan because of meetings in the United Nations about global warming, and all of those diplomats coming on their expensive jets, spewing out so much fuel into our innocent atmosphere, and then hogging up all of the traffic in the city because of the conferences that they're having all week long on global warming and what pollution is doing to global warming, how it's affecting the atmosphere. Those are the things that you have to get involved in order to be part of Tikkun Olam. As far as what is it that you're having for lunch on your Tikkun HaOlam outing? Could be a piece of chazer. Could be eating chazer. On Yom Kippur. And there's no Torah min HaShemayim. But somehow, in some way, according to these people, the Jewish people were put in charge of this thing that they call Tikkun HaOlam, fixing the world. Now, many amongst us also, without exaggerating and without saying silly things like I just said, but even amongst us, there are many, many who like to skip the steps of malchus within oneself, of uplifting the malchus of my kindness, the malchus of my gevura, the malchus of my honesty, of my teferis, and so on. He says, Kach l'dugma, in the bottom of the page, Misha liba mole gai v'vihir, is a person whose heart is filled with conceit, with arrogance. V'yishe gam im yachas v'yodah siddur tefillah v'kavana, even though he's holding up a siddur. Only a few people still do that. Most people hold their phones. So even if he's holding up to a siddur and he's davening the kavana, maybe it's on a Shabbos. And he's davening with all the kavanas of the Arizal, the Rashash, whatever. The kavan b'tfilosol esakin l'masek is at dinim, and he has in mind when he's davening that he's going to repair the universe, all worlds, and he's going to sweeten all judgments. Besides the kavanas of Rosh Hashanah, because he's been learning all the Kabbalah things, all the kavanas of Rosh Hashanah Kanaida, which is all about hamtokas ad-dinim and binyan hamalchus and so on, all of the subjects of Kabbalah in regard to Rosh Hashanah. But the problem is, this guy is a big balgaiva. Ha'yishachalila ha'gaiva v'ayihiru shebeliboy hein hein mamish b'china melei adinim. But the very gaiva, the conceit and the arrogance that he holds within his heart, that's mamish itself a world of dinim. Of dinim. Mimela, if this person has a heart that's filled with conceit, that itself is ma'ir on the side of, on the left side of Gevura. It's ma'ir all kinds of demon. So how could the person go and fill his mouth and utter thousands and thousands of words, thinking that just by saying words, he's able to fix and to sweeten all of the dinim, and that somehow that's going to be the tikkun? The problem is that he himself was so far. His behavior and his whole matzav nefesh of his midas and so on are stronger than any of the nice words that he's saying from the siddur, the machzer. Like Reuven, who's being mazalzel Shimon, who's embarrassing or disgracing Shimon. Even though, while Reuven is destroying Shimon, Reuven says all kinds of nice words. He says to him, you have no idea how important you are to me. You have no idea how much I respect you, how much I love you. Even if you tell the other one beautiful words of kavod and harocha, hazilzul shemekanim b'levavo, but within this person's heart, it's a tremendous feeling of zilzul. Shemekanim b'levavo yimushudar chutza, is broadcast to the outside. Yifal harbe yoyisem emilos hakavod shenemar rak v'dibur v'leimam kalev, and has a much greater impact than beautiful and holy words that a person says without a heart, without any kavana. Things that I said, Rak Vadiba Vlami Amakalev, or Mikra Mafurishu, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Fevil Bisfas of Kiduni with their mouths. And with the lips, they honor me. But the Levi, but the heart, richach mimeni. He's taken away and made his heart distant from Hashem. Klal Gadol Hu. It's a great klal. Kishoyt asmacha. First, you have to adorn yourself. You have to work on repairing yourself. And then you could help to fix others. You got to take care of, you got to put on your own makeup first. Well, like they show you on the airplane when they give you the whole presentation for safety things. So they always say to make sure that before you're helping the kid or anybody else, make sure you put on your own oxygen mask first. If you're not breathing, then what kind of tikkun are you going to make by other people, by malachim, by higher worlds, if you yourself are suffocating? Then how are you supposed to be massacring anybody else? First, put on your own oxygen mask. That's what he's saying. You can't be ma'ira the midah of chesed, Hashem's uncontrollable kivyachal, uncontrollable love for us. You can't be ma'ira that unless b'lisha adam mamalis levavav chesed, unless the person tries to fill his own heart with unconditional love for others. Be'ahava v'chemla v'rachmanis v'adinas v'shiflus ruach v'tznias. In the most beautiful way. To try to adorn yourself with these midas of chesed, gvura, tiferes, and so on. And the kol limud ha'kavanos of kol haskulos v'minayim ain mi'chem l'vsarach al hachanos ha'nefesh. All the kavanos you could learn, all the kabbalistic kavanos, and you could all the schoolers, you could shlug kaparis behind his margin, and you can give all kinds of tzedakah, and you could everything, you could do all kinds of wonderful things, but ain mi'chem l'vsarach al hachanos ha'nefesh. You cannot skip over working on your own Mida of Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchus. See how Ikav Asharish of Paul Bayon. Because, like the Gemara says, Kol Merachim Labriyos, Merachim Alov Min Hashamayim. If you have Rachmanis on others, and Briyos, the Tanya says, means people of Mamish, far, far away from anything in Kedusha. So Kol Merachim Labriyos, if you have Rachmanis, if you engage within yourself, and you access that midah of Rachmanis, of Rachamim, which is the midah of Tiferes of Yaakov Avinu, and you ma'ira that then you can be ma'ira the worlds above, all worlds, and be m'galak v'ik Kved Hashem. She ha'ikav asher shapol b'yonim. Kach tzichem alah hachin is l'vavenu v'nafshusen ala tefillah. So we have to prepare our hearts and our souls and l'tzil to davening. Al tekiyah shayifah v'amalachas Hashem mamish. And tekiyah shayifah, which is when the shofar is blown, is mamish. Yechi ha'melech, long live the king. The mali is kol midayis heinu, v'ad yishayis heinu, b'midas tayvis amagbilos. All of those midas within oneself, the hamakbilos al malchus kshehi mesukenes mamish, that correspond to the tikkun of the malchus within oneself. When you're working, I mean, I understand a perfect person is not perfect, but when a person is working on perfecting his own midas and perfecting his own malchus within himself, then that brings about a tikkun of the higher worlds. This is the way we prepare for davening for Tekiyah Shofar and Malchus Hashem, Hamlachas Hashem Mamish. The Mali is Kol Midaseinu to work on our Midas and to fill all of our Midas and our emotions. The Midas Tavis with good Midas. Hamakbilus El Hanoichach, Hamakbilus El Hamalchus, that correspond to the Malchus, Kishimus Ukanis Mamish, when it's completely repaired. This is a tremendous insight for anybody who's trying to enter into the gates. And this person wants to make a difference with his davening, and what he does is to have an influence on the higher world. To draw down tremendous ashpa. The Ikka and the Shurish of everything that's happening in the higher worlds is Tikkun Atzma Mamash. It means you don't have to go out to outer space. You have to work on Tikkun, on the Tikkun of Atzma Mamash, of oneself, Mamash. So all of the Hashamnus and all of the Hamalos and all of that is to bring a person to be ma'ir within himself, the desire to use chesed gvura tiferes, to use them in a way that's serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the mela draws down all the shefa from the higher world. The ikar sharis of everything is fixing oneself. Tikkun ha'lev ha'machshava, zikuk ha'amidus v'ayidun ha'nefesh. Kol elu b'ayinim b'kibros ha'amidus ha'masukonis. All of these things are building within the person himself, ha'amidus ha'masukonis. But the Acher Melamed, a son of Rav Kook, meaning I can learn to Bava Zatigan Olam Alyanim, Olam Sayanim, Mizulushan. So this is the lesson of Rav Kook. Nishim Tzayi B'Daitam, Shum Misakin Sayalim Is Bava Dal. So anybody who imagine in his mind that he's fixing all worlds through his davening and his learning and his shayfer v'chul. Then yedeis erech nafshay, but he doesn't know the value of his own soul. The seder haruchnius anafshish bechlali. The bechlal doesn't know the whole seder ruchnius. He's filled with all kinds of. All kinds of lowly creatures, so to speak. But anybody who knows that every time he works on fixing something in his life of Musa, any midah tova to try to improve, of any proper learning and any good thing to do, it's not even the smallest person. Not the smallest person. Become a cup, Mishav Akhtam means even the smallest Maisa. To work, called Maisa means even the tiniest little Maisa to try to do it in a better way. Become a cup, Mishav Akhtam means of the Maisa in Toivim. Afilu Sichanah, or even just to say a few words of encouragement to a kid or to a friend. Humaroimim as a Ruchni Shebenafsha. It awakens the Ruchni Shebenafish, and the person, Ruchni is in the person himself. Baruchnius hello who you said called Messias, not the son of all Messias and Mela. Nimsa Shakol Haromas Haruchnius Shivanasho comes out that all of this uplifting of the Ruchnius within oneself, Nisra Memis Vikalilis Navshabhabyasa, that in turn, that binds him together with all of worlds and all of creation. Bahavaya Protas Misya Cheshev. V'havaya protes misyacheses beyichus kesher amitz mo'oid v'havaya klolus. That personal hisremus within oneself. Mimela, as a result of that misalus, he havaya kula, it lifts up all of creation. V'zeh misaknim v'emes oilumus ad ein kheke v'choldavad. And with this, one can fix worlds. Mimela b'shurmus chelik echad shel havaya mishalisi havaya kula. All worlds are b'zem esakne b'emes oilem esad en case. And through this, working on oneself, he's able to fix worlds ad en cheker en case en cheker b'chol over type. Alright, he brings you the famous story about they said about the Balatanya, about the Vidishva, that it was a night of Kol Nidre, and everybody's in shul, and all of a sudden Rabbi runs out, and it turns out that he went because there was a baby that was left. The mother thought the baby would be okay. She wants to go Kol Nidre. The baby was sleeping. In the meantime, the baby woke up. And the Rebbe was there taking care of this little baby while everybody was diving Kol Nidre. And the Rebbe explained that if you can't hear the crying of a child, of a baby, and you can't run to take care of a baby, then how do you expect Hashem to hear your crying? Only the ones who are listening to the crying of others, do their tears themselves become ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu collects. You know, Hashem should help us that it should be a year that's filled with Tikkun HaMalchus, L'sakna Oil Malchus Shakai, each and every one of us working on ourselves and growing more and more and more. And through that, every single second feeling that we need Sovim L'fnei Hashem L'keinim, that we're standing before Hashem Mamish Mekurov and with Yedidus, with great longing and friendship, to stand next to our King. Because both should help that we should be Zeich for the time that we'll be able to see all of this with our eyes, to feel all this in our hearts, the blush of our mitzvahs, maybe amen, amen, amen.